Several wrongful death suits have been filed against 24 Hour Fitness Incorporated. Just last year, a member collapsed and died while running on a treadmill at the 24 Hour Fitness on Sunset Boulevard. His family claims that he could have been saved by automatic defibrillation. Automatic defibrillators are paddles used to shock a heart in cardiac arrest. All corporately owned Gold's Gyms in California have them, but 24 Hour Fitness locations don't. 24 Hour Fitness member Henry Lau says when it's life or death, seconds matter.
Time may be the difference between someone living and dying.
24 Hour Fitness and Gold's Gym International have 3 million members each, but 24 Hour has fewer locations, about 350 compared to 500 Gold's Gyms. Lau says he has questioned why 24 Hour Fitness clubs don't have automatic defibrillators, but he says it's harder for a privately owned company.
It's more of a liability issue. Causes more company dollars as far as training is involved. We still have other alternative routes if in case of a medical emergency.
All 24 Hour Fitness employees would have to be specially trained to use automatic defibrillators. But Lau says it would only take a few hours. He would know. He's been a 24 Hour Fitness employee since January.
I feel like it's a safe environment, but I know that it would be more responsible of us as a company to have them.
The American Heart Association strongly supports placing automatic defibrillators in sports facilities, but the devices are not legally required. Lau says 24 Hour Fitness will install automatic defibrillators by the end of the year. This is Shayna Glick, Annenberg Radio News.